Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We have another day to serve our Lord and King who we love, and he loves us so much, and he speaks to us in the heart. Every day we have new opportunities in him, and every day we can learn who he is. And as you learn who God is for yourself, there's one thing you're going to wish had happened. You wish you had found out earlier. But nevertheless, if you found out for yourself that God is good, you're doing good. You're on your road to recovery. You're on your road to a bright future. Everybody that go to heaven will have no regrets. You know, the Lord has a way of wiping tears out of our eyes, healing our sorrows. And I know this. But now that I'm on the earth and I understand that he loves us and I understand that he's with us and I enjoy his presence and I never feel alone and I always have peace and increase in joy. And the peace is multiplying too. You know, when the God tells me something to do, I can rest in him. I know that whatever I'm doing is going to work perfect. People go to college to be all kind of professions. And they don't have a guarantee that they will succeed. They don't know if they'll live. Some don't believe in God. They don't know God. They don't know what's going to happen to them. They're just doing the best they can with what they have to work with. My hat is off to them. I understand that sometimes people just, that things people don't know. But I want to make sure that everybody have a living chance to get to know God for themselves. And what's overwhelming to me is simple to God. You want to be effective. You want to help people understand because you care. And then you feel helpless because you don't know how to get the point over. It's not always easy to get the point over to people. They got walls of concrete. And their friends are no different. It's hard to get a word in sometimes. But one thing that God did in his wisdom, he helps us to live his life in their sight. God knows what it's like to want to win somebody that's a hard case. Sometimes our loved ones can be a hard case. The enemy has done things to keep them at a distance from God. And it's not an accident. And I know this. I know what he did to me. And I know how life works. And I know what God is doing. So I sympathize with people, but I seek opportunities to be a blessing to people. Because I know that with God, every soul is very precious. And they're precious to me. I know they're precious to him. He loves you more than I can. I love you like God loves me. But as I learn from the Lord, I learn more things. And he already knows it now. But the areas of life that I got to grow in, he's there. He's ready. And I got a glimpse of what our potential is in him. But he knows already. He can see things perfectly. He can see every potential future you have. And I don't just pray to get people saved. I pray to be effective. Help them get saved and help them know God. Because it's important. And I desire to know him. I desire to follow him. I want all of God's children to be saved. But I know that the word didn't say that was going to happen that way. Jesus died that we might be saved. There's a chance some may not. And it's a fact that some are not, but he loves us all. Nevertheless, I want to make sure that we all know him. As much as I can, with the power that works in me, I want to do it. The life of God, as we share it, we get better at it. We get used to following God. We get used to his peace. We can rely on him. We don't have to rely on any circumstance. Circumstances can change. And in every situation, don't look at the situation as the master, but look at the situation through the eyes of the master. God has enabled you to do what he does. He's given you his life. He's given you his success. He's given you his prosperity. We do it in his wisdom, his strength, and we have his success. That's how it goes. As long as we trust him and obey him. You know what you trust because whatever you're obeying, that's what you trust. Whether it's your will, somebody else's will, his will, even the devil's will. Whatever you act on, that's what you trust. But you don't have to trust the wrong things. And the wrong things won't help you. All of Satan's success, it can look so grand, but it's an illusion. Even people that's under his thumb, if he give you anything, it's stolen. And there's a dead end to it. You'll look good. You'll look prosperous. Some people have billions of dollars in their bank accounts, but the enemy's driving their life, and they can't use it to have a good time. Their whole life is spent doing debauchery. And they trust the evil that they're doing. They're relying on other things, false things. They have bloodlust. They're out of control. I lived in a neighborhood where I lived right across the street from where they sold crack. And see, when in that kind of situation, their whole life and energy is spent trying to get crack. Whatever they do, it pertains to them getting more crack. There was a movie made called Zombie Apocalypse. Well, that's what crack does to people. It turns them into what's like a zombie. And whatever they will do anything to get the crack. And these are people that God loves. That's why I hate drugs. We are not meant to be walking around dependent on a substance like a zombie. We're supposed to be following him. We're supposed to be thriving in life, being industrious, being a blessing, leaving a pattern of good works wherever we go. You can bring the life of God to wherever you go. It takes courage, it takes determination, but you have to do it. If you do it, it's going to be good. You're going to love it. Speak what you want and do it. Make it happen. There are no challenges that can work against God who's helping you. That's why Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And the word gives you the stamina to understand, to believe, to grow, to destroy your challenges, and be a blessing to people that's contrary, no matter what. I love the life of God, and I won't trade it for anything. But I know that God is with me. And I know that he'll help you. He's going to help you go forward. Everything that God is doing is important. Everything he does in you and through you is important. All the people he is a blessing to. They are very important to God, and they become important people to society. When you become like He is, as He is, so are we in this world. When you're like Him, you bring the life of God to where, to society. And that's what's good about it. The Lord is, His return is so soon and sudden, and He's coming back. And as we follow Him, we bring His life to those we love. We give them a reference, a presentation of life. And the more we seek Him, the more we can do. God doesn't run out. Our resources are inexhaustible. And that's in every way of life. Our resources cannot be exhausted. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, who supplies me, who helps me go forward, who takes me forward in life. And it's very exciting. Now I'm going to tell you the secret to going forward in the easiest way possible. Look up. Don't look at the problem. Look at the Lord. Notice what He's doing. Notice, hear what He's saying. Hear Him out. Ask Him questions. Receive His word and ask Him all the questions. See, when you don't just ask the Lord questions without studying the word. Be faithful with what you have. If you really want to know God and hear Him out, be faithful. Regard what He said. Get a firm understanding of what Jesus taught. He was the Word of God, and He became a man. So get a firm, that's what I did. I got a firm understanding of what He said with the intent to obey Him. And then turn around and live the light, do what He said do. Live His words in your life. And go forward, not backwards. Taking the Lord at His word. Doing what He does. Seeking Him, talking to Him, relating to Him. That's how we get to know Him. And as we get to know Him, there's nothing we can't do. There's nothing we can't handle. Then as you draw near to Him, He will draw near to you, give you wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, power by the Holy Spirit. There are seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit, and He will dialogue with you and help you grow from glory to glory. There's nothing you can't do in Him. He will help you understand what's next, where He's going. He'll even answer those questions of why things are as they are. And I enjoy the Lord because He's with us. He knows what we need. He knows what we're capable of. And I don't just follow God to get something. I love Him. I seek Him to know Him. And I enjoy His presence. In a situation where things are not going my way, and I don't know what to do, I look at Him, but I enjoy Him. And I talk to Him. And I want to know Him. I seek Him to know Him. And then he, when he give me insight against my problem, I say, wow, it's always amazing to me. I don't have to, I'm not under the thumb of danger. My problem is not my master. But the Lord is with me, and he helps me succeed in every way of life. I enjoy what God has given me. I enjoy the life he's given me. I see things heal, build up. I see things become blessed. I see things in a better way. I see it as it really is. Because the Lord will show you things as it is in real time. And you don't have to be afraid because God is with you. God is with you. He can't be destroyed, and as he is, so are we in his word. And you have to learn and not trust presumption. Some people, even though God is with you, you have to follow him. You have to pay attention to what he's saying. Some people are presumptuous. If you're in a situation that you have no skill to deal with, if you can look at the Lord, you can survive. But you have to regard the fact that he'll be with us. Should not be a substitute for his wisdom. We need his wisdom. One of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom. If it's not wise, don't do it. If it's not wise, don't fool with it. Don't do it. Don't trust it. Training. There's no, sometimes there's no time for training. That's why he said, don't be afraid of sudden fear. Sometimes things happen as an attack. You didn't see the snake in the bush, but God is with you, and he has countermeasures. This is good. Sometimes you're not prepared for what's next, for what's about to happen to you or against you, and you walk right into a trap. And you survive it because God is with you. But don't be so fast to run in places you haven't been trained for. What is God pointing out? What is he saying? What is he trying to get across to you? If you can be faithful in those things, you're going to do fine. That was a man who went to preach in I think it was South America somewhere, in the bush. He loved the people and he wanted to get them saved, and he flew a plane down there to help him, to be a missionary to them and teach them God's word. And they killed him. And they made a movie about it. And I'm sure that he did some good. But when God trains you, timing, he'll prepare you and send you at the right time to people that he know will hear. We have to be prepared for what's ahead. There's no reason to be killed ahead of time. There's no reason to suffer loss unnecessarily. See, when the Lord calls you to do something, he thinks of everything. And he's going to prepare you for what's ahead. And you're going to do a successful work. Now, if you follow God, you can still get killed. Because some people are martyrs. Some people are going to finish his work they'll die, just like Paul and Peter did. And Jesus told Peter that that would happen to him. Nevertheless, follow God. Because God thinks of everything. Remember, to die in this body is to be present with the Lord. I'm not afraid to live, and I'm not afraid to die. But the Lord told me He's given me my life. I'm not going to get killed by the hands of man. Or at the will of Satan. I'm not going to die. And believe me, Satan tried to kill me, and nothing he did ever worked, and it never will. Nevertheless, I'm going to follow God no matter what. I'm not trying to say what's left of my life. I'm going to obey God with it. And I speak His word. I don't care who don't like it. I don't bargain with people who make threats. I'm not afraid of any terrorists. And I'm going to always speak God's word boldly. Until I don't have breath in me. Now, when the Lord trains you and prepare you, you're going to grow in the areas and you're going to be prepared. And then when He gives you the go-ahead to go and do what He said do, you're going to find out for yourself that God does not let people down. Now you still gotta believe Him by faith. The training assists you. All the training that God gives you, He prepares you. You have to receive the training. God can train people. That don't mean they receive the training. Whatever God do, if He give you wisdom, you gotta receive it. That's the secret. That's what's missing sometimes. If He give you knowledge, you gotta receive it. The Lord can give you knowledge, and sometimes people don't receive the knowledge. Sometimes they don't receive the wisdom. Some will say, well, why would somebody do that? Because of what they're looking at and how they're processing. Sometimes the Lord said, love others, love your wife, love your husband, just like Jesus loved you. That's wisdom and proven knowledge. But what do people do? They do something else. They go by what they see and how they feel. And they don't receive that light. And they don't walk in that light. So they can't know God in that light. The only reference they have is the salvation that they enjoy. And that's why people leave their first love. They keep doing the wrong thing. Jesus told Paul, or Saul, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. The prompts of the Holy Spirit. Don't kick against it. Receive it. So when the Lord takes time to train you, receive what He's saying. Receive the training. Receive the knowledge. Receive the insight. Receive the power that you're going to walk in. And then, if those things are in your heart, you're going to abound. You can't be destroyed. Receive what God is saying, not what your enemy is saying, not what the circumstances look like or dictate. Sometimes you're just going to have to trust what Jesus said. Love people with unfeigned love. Love people with sincere love, not fake love. Sometimes people love people with fake love. They're putting on an act, and there's no sincerity behind it. But when you love people with the love of God, there's sincerity in it. And that's how you that's how you grow. That's how you receive training. If we don't receive what God is doing as a pattern, if we don't ever get to that point, we're not going to grow right. And then people will say, I've seen people say, well, I tried what God said. No, they didn't. They didn't receive what he said and stick with it and see it through. They tried at it. They didn't try it. Proverbs say, taste and see that the Lord is good. That means you got to receive what he's saying. And then it'll work. Your life can work. I want my life to work right. I want my life to do well. I want to prosper in him. I want everything I do to prosper and be whole. I want my life to be well and do well. But you don't have to fail anymore. Receive what God is saying. Do what God is doing. Speak the words of life. Speak what he's doing for you. He's for you, not against you. Speak the life of God. And it's going to work. You're going to enjoy life. Our trust is based on how we relate to him and how we receive what he's saying. So when we trust him, then we can go forward and do the things that he's doing, speak the things that he's speaking, say what he's saying, and enjoy the life of God. Then you're going to have to get used. If you do these things, you're going to have to get used. You'll have to get used to succeeding. Just like you train to fight a battle, a spiritual battle, and you train to help people as contrary, and you train to seek the Lord, you see him, you see things through that he's given you to do, and you're going to start thriving in life. Now you have to receive training in the thriving side of life, not just survival mode. But when you begin to thrive in life, you got to receive training. You know, some people don't receive training in the thriving stages of life. And the enemy destroy everything they did or attempts to. When you start succeeding, you can't look at your success. Just like you mastered not looking at your problem, you mastered looking at the Lord. Everybody who succeeds in Christ properly, they mastered looking at God and not their problem. And they begin to have success. They begin to have more finances, more miracles. But don't look at the miracles anymore. Don't look at the finances. Don't look at the people. Keep looking at the Lord. Because there's another stage to conquer. You can't let the success become your master. And people who let the success become their master, they forgot the face of their father. Just like in that movie. Don't forget the face of your father. Look at him. In the height of your success, look at God. Don't stop looking at God over some stupid success. Well, it's not stupid, but compared to God, it is. Your success is to be a tool, not a master. If you try to make it your master, you're going to fail. That's idolatry. Even the good marriage. Don't look at your good marriage. Look at God. Don't look at your good relationship with your family and the success of your children. Look at God. You're making thousands instead of hundreds. Look at God. You're making millions instead of thousands. look at God. Understand, that's a challenge. I've seen this happen so many times. Churches do so well when they're on fire for God, and then they start looking at the changes and the success, and they eat more. They can eat what they want to eat. Now let me say this: if you're powerful and you can do whatever you want to do, you really need to look at God. If you can eat whatever you wish for at any time, you need to look at God. You need to regard His wisdom. And you have to say no to some things. You need His discipline. And it's got to be on purpose. Just, you got to be sincere about it. You can do all things in Christ, but why not do the wisest things in Christ? You can eat steak and blueberry pie every day if you want to. You got the funds, then somebody will be glad to sell it to you. They'll be glad to make it for you. But you got to say no to what can hurt you. Too much of anything can hurt you. Now, if you've enjoyed success, why not go and help other people learn to do the same thing? Why not go to the next level in Him? This is very important. Seeking God through the various stages, trusting Him in the intricate ways of life. Now, I happen to be